金融世界，
马建元、刘江主持。各位朋友好，欢迎收听澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的这次金融世界节目，我是马建元。
我是刘江。市场经济的兴衰，一如白昼之后是黑夜。澳大利亚的历史经验说明，每一次经济的繁荣之后，随之而来的必然是衰退，其他国家也不例外。
在今天的节目中，我们就跟您谈谈市场经济的繁荣与萧条，英文是
Boom and Bust。 Boom
繁荣，
Bust
萧条。
Boom and Bust。
Let me make it perfectly clear. That's $220,000 here. First call at $220,000, second call at $220,000, third and final call at $230,000 now. That's $230,000 against you and against you. That's $230,000 now. I'm fairly off on a bid.
您现在听到的是澳大利亚墨尔本房地产拍卖的情景。房地产价格的高低一直是经济繁荣或是衰退的晴雨表。
经济学家早就指出，经济的繁荣与萧条一如潮涨潮落、昼夜交替一样自然。澳大利亚就一再地经历过经济繁荣与衰退的周期循环。
美国经济学家明斯基解释了经济循环发展的规律。他指出，经济平稳发展时，由于多余资金流入市场或银行数量增多，银行为
market share，
也就是占有市场的份额，竞争激烈，突然之间市场借贷活动大量增加，利率降低，银行贷款竞争加剧，推动房地产价格猛涨，形成一个危险信号。
接着是购房人的行为改变，投机者
speculators
取代了传统投资人，大举借贷购买资产，期望物业短期升值，转手盈利。人为的炒作使资产价格远远超过本身的价值，一旦银行融资减少，利率上升，房地产和其他资产价格开始下滑，就会出现
asset deflation
资产亏损。大笔举债购买资产的人希望破灭，又纷纷抛售，甚至血本无归，宣布破产，银行贷款无法收回，造成大量的坏账，经济迅速地进入低潮。仅仅在1980年代的萧条中，澳大利亚银行就被迫注销了高达200亿澳元的坏账。
历史的教训使人们对银行业之间有过多的竞争是否对经济发展有益提出了疑问。澳大利亚金融评论报的塞克斯指出，
It becomes evident that wide open competition in the banking sector does not yield benign results. The temptation always is to retain market share, to go for the highest profit, that is to lend money to the people who are prepared to pay the most for it, and also to prepare to pay the highest fees for it, and these will normally be your worst credit risks.In boom times, if credit goes out of the window and there's nothing to stop it because the banks were actually competing against each other on evaluating creditworthiness of clients and loosening up the evaluations, then you're going to get a crash of similar proportions again.
塞克斯在他的谈话中提到这样一些词组。
Retain market share.
保持市场占有量。或市场份额
Credit risks
信贷风险
Evaluating credit worthiness of clients
评估客户的信贷价值或信用声誉。 下面我们再听一遍澳大利亚金融评论报撰稿人塞克斯讲话的原文和中文翻译。
It becomes evident that wide open competition in the banking sector does not yield benign results. The temptation always is to retain market share, to go for the highest profit, that is to lend money to the people who are prepared to pay the most for it,and also prepared to pay the highest fees for it, and these will normally be your worst credit risks. In boom times, if credit goes out of the window and there's nothing to stop it because the banks were actually competing against each other on evaluating creditworthiness of clients and loosening up the evaluations, then you're going to get a crash of similar proportions again.
很显然，银行业广泛的公开竞争不会有好的结果。银行受到的诱惑总是要保持占有市场的份额，追求最高利润，也就是要贷款给愿意支付最高利率，同时愿意缴付最高费用的人。而这些人通常恰恰是最有信贷风险的人。在经济繁荣时期，如果贷款无法收回，也没有办法阻止它发生，因为各家银行在对客户进行信贷价值评估时互相竞争，从而放松评估的标准。这样，银行占有多少市场份额就会受到多大的打击。
下面我们再听一遍塞克斯讲话的原文。
It becomes evident that wide open competition in the banking sector does not yield benign results.The temptation always is to retain market share, to go for the highest profit, that is, to lend money to the people who are prepared to pay the most for it, and also to prepared to pay the highest fees for it, and these will normally be your worst credit risks. In boom times, if credit goes out of the window and there's nothing to stop it because the banks were actually competing against each other on evaluating creditworthiness of clients and loosening up the evaluations,then you're going to get a crash of similar proportions again.
You 现在收听的是《金融世界》，澳洲广播电台制作。
Boom and bust，
经济的繁荣与萧条。几百年来一直以一成不变的规律循环交替。澳大利亚悉尼市一位资深股票经纪人李福金对投资者的行为有深刻的观察。他说
One of the greatest lessons that I've learnt in having studied booms for 300 odd years, the number one rule is that all booms must bust. The larger the boom, the larger the bust. The smaller the boom, the smaller the bust.There's no exception to that, so that all you have to do is to identify whether you're in a boom in any investment market and then you know it will bust. The other adage that I absolutely abide by is that you buy shares or assets, property, in doom or gloom and you sell it in boom. Whereas, of course, most people do the very opposite. Most people buy...stocks or property when it's booming and sell when there's bloomer.
李福金说，
我研究300多年经济繁荣历史的最深刻认识就是所有的繁荣都会变为萧条，越繁荣衰退就会越严重，无一例外，所以必须要确定你所涉及的投资领域是否处于繁荣期，这样你就会知道它是否进入萧条。另一个我完全信奉的格言是要在经济低迷或处于黑暗时期购买股票或其他资产以及房地产，在繁荣时期出售。但是大多数人却恰恰相反，在繁荣期购买股票或地产，在经济衰退时再出售。
下面我们再听一遍悉尼股票经纪人李福金的谈话。
One of the greatest lessons that I've learnt in having studied booms for 300 odd years, the number one rule is that all booms must bust. The larger the boom, the larger the bust. The smaller the boom, the smaller the bust. There's no exception to that. So that all you have to do is to identify whether you're in a boom in any investment market, and then you know it will bust. The other adage that I absolutely abide by is that you buy shares or assets, property, in doom or gloom, and you sell it in boom. Whereas, of course, most people do the very opposite. Most people buy stocks or property when it's booming and sell when there's a doomer.
Boom,
经济的繁荣,
bust,
经济的萧条,
market share,
市场占有量, 市场份额,
speculators,
投机者,
asset deflation,
资产亏损,
credit risks,
信贷风险,
evaluating creditworthiness of clients,
评估客户信贷价值或信用声誉。
在节目的最后，我们再听一遍澳大利亚悉尼一位有经验的股票经纪人李夫金对繁荣与萧条的看法。One
of the greatest lessons that I've learned, and having studied booms for 300 odd years, the number one rule is that all booms must bust. The larger the boom, the larger the bust. The smaller the boom, the smaller the bust. There's no exception to that, so that all you have to do is to identify whether you're in a boom in any investment market, and then you know it will bust. The other adage that I absolutely abide by is that you buy shares or assets, property, in doom or gloom, and you sell it in boom. Whereas, of course, most people do the very opposite. Most people buy stocks or property when it's booming and sell when there's boomer.
这次由澳洲广播电台 Radio Australia 中文部为您制作的金融世界节目到这里就结束了。马建元和刘江在澳大利亚墨尔本，谢谢您的收听。